Thank you for joining us today here at the CGMF Prayer Line. I want to talk to you about a place of refuge, a place of refuge. Turn with me to the book of Numbers, chapter 35. And I want to talk to you for a few moments about six cities of refuge that God designated for the people of Israel. There were six cities that were designated as places where a person who accidentally caused death under certain circumstances could go for safe refuge, be in a place where they could live and not be killed by a kinsman redeemer, and they could live out their lives, but they had to stay within the walls and the confines of those six cities, with the stipulation that if the anointed high priest that was there passed on, he passed away, then they could be free to go back to wherever they were, and they were loosed of the chain of having to stay in that habitation. Let's look at verse 9 of Numbers 35. Verse 9 of Numbers 35. The Lord spoke to Moses, speak to the Israelites, and say to them, when you cross the Jordan into the land of Canaan, identify for yourselves cities to be refuge cities, where a person who kills someone by accident may flee. The cities will be there for you, a place of refuge from a close relative of the dead. The person who killed someone may not be put to death until he stands before the community for judgment. You will establish six cities for yourselves. You will establish three cities across the Jordan and three cities in the land of Canaan. They will be the refuge cities. These cities will be refuge for Israelites, immigrants, and temporary residents as a place to flee for anyone who kills a person by accident. But if someone strikes a person with an iron object and he dies, he is a murderer. The murderer must be definitely put to death. If someone strikes another with a stone in hand that could cause death and he dies, he is a murderer. The murderer must be definitely put to death. Or if someone strikes with a wood object in hand that could cause death, he is a murderer. The murderer must definitely be put to death. The close relative responsible for the blood of the dead is the one who will put the murderer to death. When he meets him, he will execute him. If in hatred someone hits another or throws someone at him, with premeditation, he will be put to death. If someone premeditated or considered it before the act and committed the murder, that was something God didn't permit. But if it was truly accidental and was done under certain circumstances, that person could go to one of these six cities of refuge and find safe habitation. And in the midst, as long as that high priest was there, they could find themselves at rest. When the high priest passed on, they could return to where they were or anywhere else in Israel. But these cities of refuge were specially designed for a place of a second chance for those who had committed an accidental sin of a very definitely bad nature. However, God made a place for even those who had caused a murder, if not premeditated. In our hearts and lives, we commit sins, we make mistakes. And when we accidentally, or when we find ourselves at fault, sometimes even not even knowing it, we feel in an awkward position, and yet we understand the guilt and the frustration and the pain that we feel, and or the guilt or the frustration or the pain or whatever it might be, we might have caused someone else. We want to make recompense, but the seriousness of the charges might not be as bad as they might seem. And yet, in all cases, sin or transgression, it's all bad. God doesn't want you to walk in a place of continual bemoaning and guiltiness. He wants you to walk in the freedom of the grace of the Holy Spirit through the power of the blood, and he wants you to approach him and ask for forgiveness of sin. In certain cases where people could not make a decision considering the case law and the person, whether they had premeditated and killed or it was accidental, the final decision went to Moses to make the decision considering the person's death. He was the highest person in order to be able to address or to make petition to see out this case. Well, we have a Heavenly Father who we can go through the power of the Son of Man, who can give us hope and strength and can ultimately hear our case each and every day. And yet, we sometimes don't access that, and we find ourselves in a circuitous motion, constantly going through and even meditating upon the mistakes we have made. Yes, we make mistakes. Yes, we've committed accidental mistakes, and some of you premeditated mistakes, and, you know, for which we have caused pain and we have had to pay a price. But through the powerful name of Jesus, the Lord wants us to make a way of healing and grace. And even as God has become our propitiation for sin through the Son of Man, and we see the grace of God through Christ and his ministry and the love he showed, even in the Old Testament, that same God and his forgiveness and grace can be seen through the cities of refuge, through his constantly forgiving the people, the Hebrew children, when in actuality he wanted to destroy them. God has shown grace time after time after time. But we've got to receive it. And we've got to move on and make penance for it. You know, penance is a word we don't like to talk about. And sometimes it's only talked about in Catholic or Episcopalian or Anglican settings. But penance, or making things right, is a good thing in relationships. It's a good thing in a lot of circumstances. And it's something we need to think about at times. And yet there are some times in your life and the circumstance of your sin you can't make up for it. And I recognize that. But there are times when an olive branch can be given and make a big difference. You know, there was a movie I once watched called Purgatory. It was a Western. And had some great actors in it, and I don't know if you've ever seen it, but in it, purgatory was actually likened unto the purgatory spoken about in Christendom, considering that second place or chance. Now, a lot of Christendom does not believe in purgatory. Within the Catholic Church and various churches, there is a understanding through apocryphal books and some New Testament writings and even Old Testament considerations of there being a purgatory. Well, without that debate in mind, purgatory was this city out in the middle of nowhere that these outlaws ran into and everything else in this story. But in the midst of them running into the city, they found these, quote, people who had already died and moved on and had committed sin. But in that city, God gave them a second chance. But they had to be really careful, and they had to be very particular in not cussing and not doing anything out of ordinary that would cause attention to them. Otherwise, their second chance in purgatory would be to not. Our God is a God of second chances, and he loves us so very much. And he wants you to know that there is a place of refuge in him today that you can find, that you can find hope and strength. But you've got to receive it, and you've got to walk on in it. And let the Lord be the one that you approach today. Let him be the one you plead your case to, whether it's just an acquiescence, whether it's just telling what happened, whatever it might be. And just let the Lord minister in your heart. Make penance where you can, and go forth in the love of God. And find that place of refuge, like the city of refuge, that you can find new hope in the Son of God. Heavenly Father, touch each and every one who's called in today to the CGMF prayer line. Bless them and strengthen them. Help them and encourage them through this word. And I pray that you would touch them as they go in their life journey. Help them to approach you. And be careful about premeditated sin, but also walk in the grace of God and allow the Lord to minister and give them new hope today. Make penance where they can. And to see the work and the fruit of God's Holy Spirit in their life. And the joy of the Lord to become their strength. Renewed relationships, new hope, healed situations taking place because of the power and the grace of God through the work of the Holy Spirit. We thank you and we praise you. We pray that you'd meet the needs and touch the hearts and lives of each and every one who's called in. We thank you, Lord, for your love today. Thank you for this new day. In Jesus' name, amen. If you need to reach us here at CGMAP Ministry, you can call us at 646-926-0401. That's 646-926-0401. Or you can email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com. We're so grateful that you were with us today. We pray that God's Spirit would guide you and keep you as the day unfolds.